This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome in to the Action Line from WGNS. Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland is with us this morning. Good morning, Shane.
Morning, Bart. Glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you with us today. A beautiful fall day today.
Yeah, so it looks like a little rain coming in this afternoon, but beautiful day. Woke up with blue skies.
Oh, yeah. And the temperature is perfect. I mean, it feels like fall.
Yeah, no doubt.
Are you starting your walks outside again?
Oh, yeah. We've not stopped those.
Okay.
So, we've got a dog that needs to be walked just about every day. So we like him when he's tired. So we walk him quite a bit.
Speaking of walking, and we talked about this a little bit earlier this morning, the Borough Dash is around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is maybe the 11th or 12th year. I think last year was 10. I can't remember. But yeah, we've been to most every one. I remember when Drew, who is 12 now, we were pushing him in a stroller. And there's been some really beautiful days, like, you know, like today. And then, sure, man, I remember when there's been some cold days too. So, yeah, excited. That is a great event. Josh and Stacy McCrary initially started that, and it's been picked up, and the torch has been carried. So that's really a cool race.
Thanksgiving mornings.
Yeah, Thanksgiving morning. I think it's a 4 mile walk or run. Starts over at MTSU and then goes.
Well, I think they've moved it.
Oh, they have. Okay.
It starts at the Line Ball Library.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This year.
Well, cool. I'm excited for that. That's a lot of fun. So,
Make it a tradition. Good way to start your Thanksgiving.
It is.
Other things that are happening. Well, I'm looking out the window right now, and I see a bunch of dirt being moved.
Yeah.
The daylighting of Town Creek. It's happening.
That it is finally happening. So we're excited with that project. That's I think, you know, they've got most of the buildings demolished, and then we are going through the bidding process to be able to get, you know, to get that in place to start. So I think that's going to be a really cool process, and I think it's going to be something that's going to be beneficial for the entire community.
Now, I'm just curious, because I was seeing them opening up the other day, starting digging and everything.
Yeah.
I would have thought they would have started at one end or the other, but they're starting in the middle. I mean, they're pretty confident they know where it is.
Yeah, I would think part of it has to do, and again, I'm not involved in the details on the construction, but my guess is, you know, your biggest area of disruption is going to be Church Street and Broad Street. That's a major intersection, and my guess that they'll try to do everything they can to not disrupt that. And yesterday, I was leaving City Hall. It was 4-ish, I guess. Somewhere in there, and you know, there was a wreck there at Vine Street and South Church, or South Front Street. We're excited that we're going to be able to fix that intersection. That's something that's going to be done in conjunction with this entire project. There's going to be a lot of traffic issues that will be fixed at that intersection all the way down to South Church Street. That's something we're confident that's going to be able to occur.
Now, how will you control the traffic?
It's the realignment of South Church Street. The city council, back a couple of weeks ago, we voted that we have bought the yard sale building. We've bought the old Camino Real site, and we've also bought the Captain D's that is there now. Really, that whole corner going all the way back to the bridge, the city has bought all of that from. There was a trust that owned all that, and that's going to allow us to be able to improve and realign. We also bought the Longhorn Liquor Store. So that's going to allow us to be able to realign that entire intersection with Vine Street to where, you know, I'm not sure. I doubt that there will be a traffic signal that will be there, just because there's one already so close on East Main Street. But it's going to allow us to realign that entire road network and fix that entire South Front Street.
Will this enable you to sort of move Cannonsburg Village a little more into the future?
No, I don't think you'll see Cannonsburg move. You know, there's been a
lot. No, I don't mean move.
Yeah.
Will you improve it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, there's been a lot of talk about a baseball stadium or a minor league baseball going there. And, I mean, I'm happy to report we have had no discussions with that developer. All of a sudden, a page on Facebook got put up to save Canonsburg and the group that had opposed the you know, you go back almost a year ago, and we try to be transparent in what we do. And Scott Broden had called me and with the D&J and said, hey, I'm hearing about a minor league baseball team. And I said, well, Scott, there's been, you know, some talks behind the scenes, but I've not talked with the gentleman. And so I made a post on Facebook to try to inform everyone about the possibility. And, you know, we went through, the council had not met with anyone. I had not met with anyone. There had been some discussions with our leadership team, you know, our city manager. But I mean, ultimately, Bart, you never say never, but I don't think the public would be supportive of spending $30 to $50 million for a minor league baseball stadium when we've got so many other things that we need to prioritize. You know, we just got finished with our city council retreat a couple of weeks ago, and there's an 8-year capital improvement plan that's like $1.2 billion. So that's with a B, billion. And the majority of all of that is transportation, roads, and public safety. And that's a big lift to be able to say that we're doing all those things and then be able to keep our current debt ratio and, more importantly, not have to raise taxes. You know, we've had one revenue increase in 2018 because we built a school. And so what, that's 8 years ago or six years ago. And so we've not had a tax increase in 27 years. And that's something that the council is committed to. But, you know, we get to a point where in 2018, our tax rate went to like $1.26, and our tax rate now is back down to 95 cents. You know, so
how does that compare to other areas?
I mean, compared to cities our size that provide the services that we provide, you would be hard pressed to find anyone with a tax rate that low.
I mean, we do offer a lot. Like right now, we're promoting, if you have leaves in your yard, take them down to the street.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at, we just implemented back in July, a roughly $5 million pay increase for our police and firefighters and dispatchers. So, and then now we're looking in January, a mid-year possible increase for all of our other employees to be able to keep up with the inflationary problems that we've had over the last 4 years. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And Bart, I thought you had brought me on today to give an hour commentary on what I thought the election results were. You know, we're a week from. So we try to stay not, you know, services that we provide are not partisan.
Yeah, you were prepared for the other.
Yes. I mean, you know, the issue that we're running into is trying to figure out how we provide the services that we need to provide, how we pay our people, what we need to pay them to have them stay in the city, and at the same time not increase taxes. And that becomes increasingly harder when, you know, a road now compared to 4 years ago, it's almost double the amount to build a road than it was, you know, 4 years ago. And then you start looking at, you know, your groceries and all the things. Like our sales tax revenue, I warn people, our sales tax revenue has actually gone up over the last 4 years. But I think if you look at overall consumption, that number's gone down. The reason our sales tax revenue's gone up is because things cost 25% more than what they did 4 years ago. So we're getting sales tax on that. For example, you've heard me use this example. I mean, the coffee creamer that Ashley and I drink every single morning, it used to be $2. Well, now it's $5.
You're kidding. That much difference.
Yeah, it's over double. So we get sales tax over that new amount. But that doesn't mean people are spending, you know, or buying more things. It just means it has cost more to buy the things that you get. And look, there's no secret. I thought some things needed to change at the federal level. Just from an overall local things, I think, you know, local politics, in my opinion, affects you way more than your federal level does. But it's also hard to argue that decisions made at the federal level do not come down and affect you at the local level. And you know, there's things, you look at our school growth and some of those things that have been an issue. So it, those are the things that your council is really working hard to combat.
Now, one of the things that you're working on right now that has a direct impact on what you're talking about is the special census.
Yes. Yeah, it's important. I mean, we do a special census. I think our last one was 4 years ago. And it's really easy. I sat at the council chambers after the council meeting, and I filled out my information for my family in a minute. All we need, your address and who lives in your household. That's it. There was no other questions, nothing. So you go to Murfreesboro Census, CENSUS.com, click on the link, fill that out, and that's it. You fill out who lives in your household, what your address is. We're not asking for race, social security, we're not asking for any of that. And so what that equates to is it's really for shared revenue that we get as a city. The rough numbers, we get $175 for every resident that we have in the city. So $175 for example, if you just said for, if we think our last population was like 150,971 was what the population was. And so if you figure that we think that we have 120,000 new residents, you know, that's $3.5 million just right there.
Wow.
So it's a big number that that we can look at. So then overall, you look at that overall number and you say $175 times 170,000 residents. I mean, that's 175 times, let me do this again, Bart. It's early.
I'm impressed you're doing it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're looking at $20+ million. I mean, it's a big number that we have to be able to.
And then you don't have to pay taxes on that.
No.
I mean, so they're not asking for more taxes from individuals.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's the thing. We're not asking you for personal information. I think the thing that's really important for us is that we are able to get that accurate count. We can get the shared funds that we deserve, but on a more sort of granular level, it helps us prepare for the growth that we know is either here or is coming.
I think you came up with a genius way of calculating a good guesstimate of how many people live here with the garbage can census. How is that holding? Is it still running along? You said you thought we had close to 180,000 in Murfreesboro now. Is the garbage can holding that up?
Well, it's yes. I mean, we're close. We pick up about 60,000 cans per week. Now, we don't pick up apartments, we don't pick up townhomes. You know, there's some things that we just don't pick up. So it gives you a pretty good barometer. But, you know, what we also use, Bart, looking at new water and sewer taps, really sewer taps, that's the big one, because water taps, CUD provides services for a lot of our community as well. That tells you what our growth is. Our growth last year was a little under 2%, wow, which is a manageable number.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Mayor Shane McFarland. How are you?
Well, I'm going to tell the mayor what's wrong with that intersection down there.
Okay.
You can make a left out of the turning lane and go across two lanes of traffic to get into Van Street and to get out of it. And what's funny is there's an arrow right down there at the Dodge store on the red light where you can turn and go right uptown to the same place. That needs to be right turn only, in and out. That's exactly where that is. And there's another thing I want to talk about, too. There was an article in the paper this morning. The state has passed a law that a county, if they want to agree with it, they can make the people buying the homes in the subdivisions pay for the infractions. Water, sewer, streets, everything. It's attached to a house note. And I'm wondering if that applies to the city also. And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, yes. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for your call. And first, you're exactly right. I think that intersection right now is supposed to be right in, right out, but it's not really where you still, he's exactly right. You actually go across three lanes of traffic because you go across two lanes that is headed south to Broad Street, and then you also cross the center lane. But then as far as development's concerned, we have that process in place already where the infrastructure in all city subdivisions is built and paid for by the developer. And then they go through a warranty period, and then the city takes ownership of all of those roads and water sewer. And then the city council about 3 years ago implemented an impact fee where it's $1.50 a square foot, I believe, is the total. And so every new home in our community pays that $1.50 a square foot. So we have those in place already. The county did not have that mechanism or does not have that mechanism, so it's a little different in the cities than the counties.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Mayor Shane McFarland. Hello there. Anything there?
No, guess not.
Well, I'll tell you, on that note, we're going to pause for just a moment, and we'll be right back. Mayor Shane McFarland is our guest. We're talking the city of Murfreesboro this morning. And if you have a question or a comment, we would love to hear from you.
Overnight, Good Neighbor Talk turns to UFOs, aliens, the unknown. It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. Most of us know to buckle up to protect ourselves in the car. Did you know you can offer your pet the same type of protection with a Ruffland kennel? This time of year, we usually look to vacation. If you're traveling with your pet, keep them safe in a Ruffland kennel. Here at Animal City, we are a Ruffland dealer. Come in and see us and get your pets some protection. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. The salmon is my favorite, and then we have a variation that's on a regular menu for the salmon imperial that has some Alfredo, some crab, some shrimp on it. But the salmon is fresh, and we cut it fresh. But all of our fish, you can either get blackened, or you can get it with our regular seasoned salt. And either way you do it, it's just out of this world. I'm not a fish person, but I will eat it at Demas's all the time. Come eat with us at Demas's restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
A few scattered showers and thunderstorms here this afternoon with cloudy skies, a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, a good chance for rain and storms, cloudy, a low near 52. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 47.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Good morning. Still on the scene of this early morning school bus crash over here southbound Briley Parkway right at Centennial Boulevard. It's had traffic struggling over here in the Bordeaux area for quite some time now, for at least over an hour, hour and 15 minutes on Briley Parkway. Still a mess from County Hospital Road all the way up to Centennial Boulevard. Give yourself extra time and wants to run a little bit slow. Also at time 65 southbound right at Trinity Lane as traffic continues to build on I-24, working your way up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Princess Hot Chicken is offering catering this holiday season. Check out that menu, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Middle Tennessee football and basketball games are right here. This is Chip Walters on Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station.
MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Hey, welcome back. And I want to say happy birthday this morning to Eddie Taylor. Eddie is our winner of the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. And Eddie gets the delicious banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. Happy birthday, Eddie Taylor. Our good neighbor of the day today is 8-year-old Willis Jean Noble. And Willis Jean is nominated by several friends who said on Halloween... He's just a kid, by the way. He's 8 years old, as I mentioned. When they got to a house and the house was out of candy, he would dip into his own bag and share it with the other kids. That's pretty neat. He's going to get flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Mayor Shane McFarland is our guest this morning, and he's got a big smile on his face. Daylighting of Town Creek's underway already. We've talked about it, and it's happening.
Yeah, I bet I'll see Eddie Taylor tonight. MTSU has a basketball game tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Eddie's at all those ball games.
Does he bring candy?
Well, I mean, I guess he can bring some banana pudding
tonight
if he wants to, right?
That's correct.
It's funny, and I'm not paid by Slick Pig, but it whenever my wife's out of town, and I typically do all the cooking at the house, and so whenever she's out of town and it's my turn to Drew and I to sit on, we sit on the back porch and we'll watch a football game or something, and Drew's like, Dad, let's get Slick Pig. So we order Slick Pig all the time.
I love that food. Soup, the Brunswick stew.
Yeah, the Brunswick stew's great.
Fantastic. Our phone number is 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Here's a question from a listener. With the work on Town Creek that you're talking about already underway, and those buildings being raised and everything, does that mean that some of the projects for downtown renovation are going to be now moving forward, like the Methodist Church and also the old City Hall?
The old City Hall, I think that project is going through. I got an email yesterday, maybe day before, where they're working on the shared cross parking easements and all those things for that Keystone project. I think the developer's name's HPR. So I think that's moving along. You know, the One East College project, the city council voted about a month ago to either reacquire that property back through negotiations, or we all voted that we would proceed with condemnation on that property. And, you know, we know that there's a significant need based on all of our studies and everything that we have seen over the last few years. And that's one of the reasons we sold that property at the price we sold it, because downtown parking is such a need. So I think we've placed a premium that project clearly over the last 5 years has not progressed. And so we're going to acquire that property back and put parking downtown, to be able to help, you know, every single person that goes to the courthouse or goes to do business anywhere downtown. I mean, Bart, I was going down to vote the other day and couldn't find a place to park around the square. So we know that there's significant need. So I do think that you'll continue to see the downtown area progress and improve.
Our phone number, by the way, is 615-893-1450. We've been getting some calls, but for some reason, haven't heard people on there. Let's try. Let's see if this one will work. Scott said he's got a call on here. Good morning. You're on W.
Oh
no, didn't work. Okay. Well, so much for that.
Yeah, that's
back
all right.
To the drawing board. 615-893-1450. I'm not sure what is happening, but nevertheless, as you look at some of the other areas of town. Listeners saying that they are seeing a lot of growth in the downtown residential area. The old mayor's home and property adjacent to it is being cleared. What is going to be built there?
Is that the house that's on?
It was a big white house.
Yeah, Olive Street and Olive dead ends into the street. I think it's Spring, not Church, but yeah, Spring and maybe Bell.
I think you're, that's right.
Yeah, here. I don't know what's going there. I mean, I knew a gentleman had bought that a while back, and, you know, they were going to renovate that, and then ran into some significant issues, I think structural issues on the house. And so I am not sure what's going there.
Well,
so,
now that we got this email, or text message rather, I noticed that it's adjacent property as well. I mean, it's a big piece of land.
Yeah, it goes, because it had like a detached garage behind it, I think.
Well, so I mean, they've bought the houses on the sides.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can find out what's going there. I'm sure some of our planning staff, they're listening, and they can let me know what's going there.
Looks like a significant development, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, you know, Bart, I think it's interesting to the average person doesn't really know, you know, the city council, if a property is already zoned, we really don't have say-so once a property is zoned. So, you know, that's really, you'll see site plans come through the planning commission level. We have Councilman Sean Wright and Councilman Jamie Averwater, who's on that body. And so they're sort of our representatives on those types of developments. But we can find out and see what's happening.
All righty. Well, let's try this phone again. You're on WGNS with the mayor.
Hey, Mayor. Thank you for taking my call. I had a comment about the minor league baseball team that's rumored to maybe go in at Cannonsburg.
Sure.
And I just wanted to voice the concern that the open space at Cannonsburg is very precious to the city moving forward. We don't know the makeup of our city generations from now, but as it comes to festivals and open space for events, when we lose that ground, it's so hard to get it back. And with Middle Tennessee State University having a baseball program and every high school having a baseball program, it would just seem very redundant to put that baseball program there.
Yeah, let me
take that green space out.
Yeah, let me tell you, just breaking news, you've heard it here. I think there's less than a 1% chance that would ever happen. And I think 1% may be high. We went through our city council retreat and we all realized the importance of the Cannonsburg area. You know, my goal would be to improve that trailhead, improve the Cannonsburg facility, because, you know, the gravel parking lot that's in between Cannonsburg and Hooper Supply, I mean, we need to fix the parking with the Longhorn Liquor going away. That's going to be part of a new sort of that Town Creek and Pocket Park. We bought the, if you're familiar, next door to Cannonsburg, the city bought that yard sale building, the old sort of discount furniture place. It's been 90 different things over the last 20 years. So I'm, for anyone listening that's heard about minor league baseball, there have been zero, and when I say zero, zero conversations with the city once the last time we had that proposal back a year ago. It's just not something, I mean, I feel very comfortable publicly saying I would not support a $40 or $50 million bond issuance for us to build a baseball field when it would be very hard to justify that when we've got so many other things that we need to focus on. So I'm not supportive of it. And I don't think it's something that you're going to see happen.
All right.
Thank you. I do have one question, though.
Sure.
The farmland on Rutherford, has there been any talk about purchasing that for another park? Not just necessarily a baseball or a park for baseball fields, but a park just to alleviate some of the stress at Barfield Crescent Park and Old Fort Parkway.
No, that property is owned by the Hoover family. It's been owned by them for a long time. I think what you're going to see, and we made this statement the other day, you know, Veterans Park, the 153 acres that we have on Veterans Parkway, that's getting ready to start construction. So that's more, that'll help alleviate that Barfield area. So we've got, that's going to be a $20+ million park that we're getting ready to start. And then we also have 127 acres out on Highway 96. So I think that's where you're going to see that property, us start our next two parks. The honest answer is I don't think that property on South Rutherford Boulevard, one, has been held for so long by the Hoover family. I don't think we could afford that property. And then we also have had overtures of, you know, some other people who've got some property that you know, may would be beneficial to the city that we're you know, continually working on.
No, okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate your
Yeah, no problem. And I think you'll start hearing and seeing plans for Veterans Park sooner than later. I mean, I do think we're going to be starting with that one really quick.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right, man. Great questions.
And in addition to what he brought up, I think you mentioned something at the beginning of the show about how the yard sale property, which is right next to Cannonsburg, along with Captain D's, all that area, all the way over to the creek, from Front Street over to the creek.
Yeah.
You're purchasing all of that. And so that's going to Cannonsburg.
Yeah, and that property is very limited on what you can do with it, because you've got the creek that basically borders the sides and the rear of that property. And then you have the bridge. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, I think, when we started talking about, you know, the baseball park that came years ago, there are stringent regulations of doing any development around waterways or creeks, or what are called blue line streams. So, you know, that area where Cannonsburg is bordered by the creek, it would be very hard to do any development around that creek.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment. We will continue the conversation. Mayor Shane McFarland is our guest this morning, and our focus is on the city of Murfreesboro.
If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, call me weekday mornings at 7:50 for Swap and Shop.
WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
If you can dream it, Fair Construction can turn it into reality. Shop local, Fair Construction Company. I'm Ron Hall. Investing in property can be nerve-wracking. It does not have to be. Fair Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. Our goal is to keep your expenses low while focusing on our attention on high-quality services. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. It is the friendliest place you ever could hope to be.
Was the decision to move difficult?
No, it was just a really good change. I never, ever regretted a day of moving here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here, and so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Few scattered showers and thunderstorms here this afternoon with cloudy skies, a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, a good chance for rain and storms, cloudy, a low near 52. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS.
Currently, it's 47.
We're News Radio WGNS, 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back. Mayor Shane McFarland is with us. And the focus is on the city of Murfreesboro. The reminder again, be sure to fill out that special census. It's easy. As you said, Shane, it just takes a few moments. I filled it out when we were putting it on the Good Neighbor events. I was putting it on there, and I thought, well, I wonder how this works. I'll try it.
Doesn't take long.
And it was easy. And it accepted the what I'd put in. So if it accepts it, does that mean you filled out everything?
You're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because after I put submit, I thought, did I fill in, did I do everything? So it wouldn't have accepted it if I hadn't.
Yep, you did it right.
All righty. Everybody, let's fill it out. It's now, what is the web address that we need to go to?
Murfreesboro, www.murfreesborocensus.com.
Okay. And sooner you do it, the better. I mean, it just takes a few minutes.
It less than a minute.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Well, depending upon how quickly you type. So, but yeah, it's a great easy deal.
And you're helping everybody, including yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
So there you go.
Yeah, keep your taxes low. Fill out the form.
Okay, everybody wants to do that. And for people who say, I don't pay property taxes, I live in an apartment. Well. You know, your rent is based probably a lot on how much the property taxes on that building that you're renting.
Absolutely.
So everybody does, they're all impacted with taxes.
100%.
So let's fill it out. Special census. All righty. We're talking with Mayor Shane McFarland. As you look at the city of Murfreesboro, we're well into this new fiscal year. Is it working as you had hoped it would work, or have there been some new challenges pop up for the new fiscal year with which you budgeted and everything?
I don't think that there have been any new challenges so far. I think all of the council really wanted to work to, you know, pay our police officers and firefighters this year. So we did that. But then on top of that, I think the only, you know, challenge I'd say that we're working on budget wise right now is really looking at what we can do for the, for everything else.
And here's another question from a listener. This one says, I'm a fan of the Murfreesboro Airport and was wondering about the control tower. When is it going to be, when's it going to be built?
It's in the process right now. So
you mean it's out there going
well?
Up?
No, not under construction. That's a long process. That could really take anywhere between 3 to 5 years. The FAA approved our application in less than 2 months. I mean, that was, so they're going through all the things now on site location, all those things. So, you know, and I'm a pilot too. Have you heard that joke, Bart? How do you know if someone's a pilot?
How is that?
Just talk to them and they'll tell you in about 30 seconds. So, I think it will go through that process. And, you know, if I had to guess, I'd probably say in the next 3 to 5 years, you'd see that up. It is a long process.
Now, what's the advantage of that?
It's safer. I mean, you know, as busy as our airport is, and MTSU's done a really good job mitigating some of the things that we were having issues with a couple of years ago. But at one point, you know, besides Nashville and Memphis, Murfreesboro was the busiest airport, general aviation airport in the state of Tennessee.
Wow.
So it's just safer. It's safer for not only in the air, it's safer for the residents that are on the ground. So it's just a safer process.
Here's a question from a listener. Says, I was away from town this weekend and went up to Crossville area, stopped in and went to Bucky's. I thought, man, that's a great place for getting some gifts. And I was hoping that we would have the one in Murfreesboro open. When do you think it'll be around?
They're under construction now. So I think they were waiting on some pipes, but I mean, it's moving along. We've not gotten a date that says when that would be ready, but anyway, I think it's coming along. So
that's good to hear.
Yeah.
And of course, the special new grocery store over around Medical Center Parkway is coming along.
Trader Joe's. I drove by there Thursday or Friday of last week, and it's nearing completion. It looks really close. So I would say that they'll be open first of next year.
We're getting everything that people had wanted and had dreamed of over the years.
Yeah.
Is there anything else on the horizon?
I mean, we're always trying to, you know, put Murfreesboro out there to be able to get, you know, more jobs and more economic opportunity. So, I think Murfreesboro is on the map on, you know, where things are and what's coming along. So I hope we'll continue to put a positive message out there where people want to come here. So, yes.
How do we stand? We used to be called the fastest growing city among most of the cities, yeah, over 100,000. How are we standing? Are we about the same?
I think we're about the same. I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, we were in the top 10 or 15 fastest growing cities in the country. And, you know, that's not something that, Bart, I'm like jumping up and down and saying, you know, we're growing so fast. I think what we want to be able to do, and I speak for the council, that we want to have managed growth, or we want to have growth that we can sustain. So, you know, you look at the growth that we've had over the last couple of years, and it's right in that 1.8 to 2.5%, which we can handle that number. you know, I think we're working with the county and try to work with our county commission, and have had some really productive meetings with our commissioners about, you know, what you're seeing is when CUD, for example, has got a lesser or it has a higher density requirement for the county. Like, for example, if you go down Highway 96 right now next to Wheeler's, Old Wheeler's Market, there's a subdivision that's being developed there that is not in the city limits. And so it's a two-car front entry garage, build-to-rent neighborhood that, you know, looks like it's a city subdivision, but it's not a city subdivision. So I'm of the opinion that those really dense neighborhoods need to be in the city, you know, where services can be provided. They don't need to be in the county. And I think that's something the county's really working on with their plan Rutherford about, you know, historically dense subdivisions have not been in the county. They're larger lots because, you know, there's no trash pickup. There's none of those services that really can be provided in those sparsely occupied areas. So I'm of the opinion dense subdivisions need to be in the city limits. And then outside of that, you know, we can let the city grow from where we are. That's why you're not really seeing us going out annexing property. You know, we just don't do that anymore.
Do you think that those people in that subdivision will come to you? Do they have the opportunity of saying, we don't have fire protection, police protection, garbage pickup? We don't have what's being afforded down the street.
Well, I don't think so, because they do have fire and police. I mean, Rutherford County's done a good job on expanding their fire protection. Rutherford County's done a good job with their police protection, but it just strains the infrastructure. You know, the county's dealing with strained infrastructure already. All the municipalities are. So I think coming together as a city and a county and working, like, for example, what you don't want to see, you don't want to see a developer bypass the city because they can go to the county, get very similar density requirements, but the development standards are less. Like, I can tell you 100% for us, we will not allow build-to-rent neighborhoods. We won't. You know, that's just a way to bypass where we've really stopped allowing apartment complexes to be built. That's what you see. Developers will switch, and now they're building entire rental communities. And we've just said we're not doing that. You know, it's there's some negatives that come along with that. But then what you don't want to see happen is where a developer will bypass the cities and go try to find the path of least resistance. Like, another example is on Butler Drive. You know, we had a developer that wanted to come and put tractor trailer storage. And we just said, look, that's not something you can do that, but here are the stipulations that you've got to do to be able to do that. And they didn't want to do that, so they went and got it approved through the county. And I think that's what we want to partner and make sure that, you know, what's good for the county is good for us, and what's good for us is good for the county. And, you know, I've had a conversation with Commissioner Reed about Commissioner Phillips about a lot of these things that I really feel like the counties and the city are way more aligned than we've ever been, that we're wanting to you know, work towards.
All right, we have about 30 seconds left. When will we be walking along Town Creek?
Oh man, if I told you that, that's like somebody. I don't know how to. I don't know what the answer to that is, Bart.
Mayor Shane McFarland, our guest this morning, as we focus on the city of Murfreesboro. An exciting place to live, a wonderful place to live. We leave you with this encouraging note. Be sure and fill out your special census form. Again, what is the web address?
www.murfreesborocensus.com.
All righty. Shane McFarland,
thanks,
thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Have a great day.